7 a.m. Zedlines. The 11th Asia-Pacific Triennial of Contemporary Art is officially open for the public to visit at the Queensland Gallery of Modern Art, featuring artwork from over 70 artists, collectives, and projects from more than 30 countries. The Triennial is bringing new art to Brisbane and continuing the 40-year-old tradition. As part of Bris Asia Festival 2025, the exhibition is free to attend and on display until 27th of April 2025. Quigoma director Chris Sains describes the exhibition to be highlighting the work of First Nations, minority and diaspora cultures, as well as the collective, performative and community-driven art practices that thrive in the Australia, Asia and Pacific region. A new bill introduced in the Queensland Parliament last Thursday has faced widespread criticism, with an Indigenous legal body saying it would cause devastating harms to First Nation communities. The Making Queensland Safer bill removes the principle of child detention as a last resort in youth justice and allows the children to be sentenced to life in prison for 5 offences. The National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services condemned the bill, warning the laws would increase incarceration rates for Indigenous children. Queensland Council of Social Service Chief Executive Amy McVeigh also opposed the bill, arguing it would cause further harm to vulnerable children already grappling with significant trauma, disabilities, and systemic disadvantages. The LNP plans to suspend the Human Rights Act for the third time in less than 2 years in order to pass the bill. With the bill prioritised by the LNP government, its passage appears almost certain.
The federal government has announced the actions it will take to address veteran and defence suicide, after a royal commission into the issue revealed significant problems with veteran mental health. The government has vowed to establish a Defence and Veteran Service Commission. The body will oversee reforms and provide evidence-based advice to improve veteran mental health. This is one of 104 recommendations the government has agreed to implement following the report, with others targeting problems such as sexual misconduct in the force. The National Urban Policy has been released, marking an update from the previous policy released in 2011. The new policy states that our urban spaces must be livable and equitable, productive and innovative, and sustainable and resilient. The policy outlines a goal of improving housing supply and affordability by building 1.2 million well-located homes over the next 5 years. Matt Collins, Planning Institute of Australia CEO, describes the need for this framework crucial, as nearly 80% of Australians currently live in cities, making it necessary to have a cohesive national vision in face of current housing challenges.
The ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah has been broken, with both sides accusing each other of breaching it first. Hezbollah has launched 2 projectiles onto Israel's territory, which they have described as an initial warning defensive response. Israel attacked with a series of airstrikes in Lebanon, killing at least 11 people among the separate attacks. This came after the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promised a forceful response would take place after it was alleged that Hezbollah broke the ceasefire. The Israeli response was the most significant of the attacks since the ceasefire began last week.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. There is no fire danger and the UV index is expected to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website 4zz.org.au/news.
There's going to be some foul language coming up. Tune out now if you cannot deal with it, mate. Sorry, not sorry.
And I'm the geezer.